World Economic Forum, Ditch Your Car and Save the Planet. By Simon Kent on July 22, 2022. Is your car really necessary? The World Economic Forum, WEF, doesn't think so. It has published a paper that calls for an end to wasteful private car ownership in favor of communal sharing to lessen global demands for precious metals and fossil fuels. The unelected elites in Geneva, Switzerland, argue too many people own private vehicles for the planet's good. Most are barely driven, and a universal model that will take consumers from owning to using their cars is the way forward. The average car or van in England is driven just 4% of the time, the WEF paper sets out. Instead of having vehicles sit idle, sell your car and walk or share, because car-sharing platforms such as Getaround and BlueSG have already seized that opportunity to offer vehicles where you pay per hour used. The end to private ownership is essential, according to the WEF, and can apply from everything to cars to private homes and even citywide design principles. A design process that focuses on fulfilling the underlying need instead of designing for product purchasing is fundamental to this transition, the WEF sets out. This is the mindset needed to redesign cities to reduce private vehicles and other usages. The WEF is not alone in seeing an almost criminal culpability in anyone who owns a vehicle for private use. As Breitbart News reported, the International Energy Agency, IEA, has directed global governments to urgently cut oil supply to domestic consumers and encourage compliance with its call for lowered consumption by nudging people out of their private cars. The IEA 10-point plan to drive changes in the behavior of consumers and reduce gas demand at the pump includes reducing speed limits, working from home 3 days a week, more electric cars, car-free Sundays, more cycle lanes, cheaper public transport and greater use of long-distance trains over planes. Drivers in Ireland have already been warned they will be forced off the roads in the population packed into higher density cities under a climate plan which will revolutionize people's lifestyle and behaviors. In order to avert a climate apocalypse, the government plans to force people out of private cars because they are the biggest offenders for emissions, with proposals that include banning fossil fuel vehicles from towns and cities nationwide to intentionally cripple ordinary motorists, local media reports. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.